Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Christian Church and our time of worship this morning. It's good to greet you in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A few announcements to make it through until we get to our special guest of the morning. Please look at page 6 in your bulletin. You'll see the announcements there that are talking about some things coming in the future. Unclouded Day on October 13th. The Gift Gals on September 26th, the Connection Sunday School is starting a special series, What is a Christian, on the 29th, and we have a trailer to show. And I didn't warn them ahead of time, but and then you can see the other two that are listed there.
So glad you decided to join us for this series called What is a Christian? I actually became a Christian when I was around 14 years old. So many things I didn't understand when I was young, and I wish I understood earlier on. And that's what we're hoping to teach you during this series, because God's commands, this word, it leads you to life. How you answer the question, who is God, not only affects your entire life, but even beyond that. When he created humans, the first man, first woman, He made us in such a way that he could walk with us. Why is the world so terrifying if God is so good, so loving? In one word, I would say rebellion. Jesus was the fullness of God in human form so we could see what God is like. So whatever he says, we don't want to live in rebellion like the rest of the world. We see how good this God is. So our hope for this series is not just for people to learn the basics of our faith, but for our hearts to be ignited, for there to be this wonder and awe. I pray that these truths never become old to you.
Essentials of the faith, what it means to be a Christian, ties extremely well into Acts chapter 2 in our message this morning. But I now introduce Val Voracek here with us from Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission.
Good morning. So nice to see so many friendly faces here this morning. God bless every single one of you, and I just want to take this time to give you a special thank you for those of you that have been involved with Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission. I'm going to talk about them a little bit this morning, but some of you here, for example, Dan, and I met Ann earlier, and others whose names I don't know but whose faces I've seen, some of you have been working with us or giving of yourselves for 20 years, I guess, right? That's commitment, and I just want to thank you on behalf of Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission and the board and those that work there for your faithful service and giving to us. Thank you very much. Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission, for those of you who don't know us, is a ministry, gospel-centered ministry to the homeless and abandoned women and children in the Toledo, in the greater Toledo area. Our director's name is Bonnie Mankey. Has anybody here met Bonnie before? No one? She's our new director. She's been there for about a year and a half now. She's doing a phenomenal job. I think we'll see her in a picture here shortly. She's working in the Mission Mall helping someone try on a coat. She's got dark hair. She's an amazing woman and has been working with us, like I say, for about a year and a half and has brought some really wonderful changes to us. And if you get a chance to speak with her, or you're ever on one of our facilities, you definitely want to take the chance to meet her and speak with her. We have three major ministries, the first being the men's shelter at 1917 Jefferson Avenue. The director there is a man named Anthony Richardson, who is also a full-time pastor. Our chaplain is Myron Stewart, and we provide night-to-night shelter for homeless men who are over 18 years of age. The type of men we see are typically middle-aged and older men, although we do have some young people that come through, some young men that come through. They're typically not just homeless, but very often addicted to alcohol and sometimes drugs. So they're very often struggling to stay off those items. Many of them, if they were not sleeping in our facility, would be sleeping under an overpass, which is an extremely unpleasant experience in Toledo in the winter, as you might imagine. We provide them a shower, nutritious, balanced supper, a clean, warm bed, and breakfast. We also offer them long-term programs that offer them discipleship, mentoring, employment training, and referrals to other agencies to meet the needs that they have. Our second ministry, which is quite a bit different, is our Rebecca's Haven on 122 20th Street. The director there is a woman named Jamie Kincaid, who has been with us for a number of years. And she helps us provide shelter and support for single mothers with usually small children. The guests often arrive with only the clothes on their back and are often fleeing abusive situations at home. They're provided comfortable rooms along with common areas for cooking and play and study for their children. And sometimes the kids themselves are actually in school, and so they are picked up by the bus right there at the facility. And in the case of these women with small children, TGRM also coordinates with local agencies to assist them in getting transportation, medical treatment, dental treatment, legal services, and finding permanent housing. In fact, the biggest thing that we celebrate at the Women and Small Children Shelter is them getting their keys to their apartment so they have some more permanent place to live. Then we also have the Mission Mall and Donation Warehouse on 117 West Woodruff Avenue. The director there is named John Neely, who's an amazing guy. I mean, his heart is really the heart of an evangelist. It's our retail establishment, and the warehouse itself accepts donations of food, clothing, and household goods. And I see that we have a collection at the end of the hall that I'm going to be returning with tonight after the services today. And I want to thank you for those of you who donated those items. They will be put to good use. The retail store sells at extremely low prices or gives away the donated items. Now, we put a quarter or 50 cents or whatever, very small prices on items that you pay for a lot more for, say, in Goodwill. But the reason we charge and don't give away is because we want people to preserve some sense of dignity. We don't just want people to think that they're receiving charity all the time. So they pay a quarter, they get a nice dress, or 50 cents and they get a nice pair of jeans or something. And it's helpful to them also. The main point I want to bring across to you is that throughout whatever we do in any of these ministries, we are a Christ-focused ministry. That's extremely important to us. All activities at TGRM are done with the goal of leading guests and even sometimes volunteers into relationships with Jesus Christ. This is our brand. It's what it differentiates us from other organizations that sometimes offer similar services in the area. And I was also reminded, and I didn't mention this during the first service, but we are actually seeking a part-time employee at our women's and children's facility. So if you're interested in working part-time in a Christ-centered ministry, we could use your help, and we need somebody for probably between 20 and 25 hours a week. That's all I have. I thank you again for allowing me to present our ministry, and thank you for everything you've done for us in the past, and God bless you. And oh, by the way, I've met some amazing people here. Pastor, you have some amazing people here. I'm just impressed. I've sat in Sunday school, and the level of knowledge, biblical knowledge that people have here really tells me that you're doing an amazing job planting the word here and training people. So just want to thank you for your service and for your help to us. God bless. Thank you.
Our opening scripture is a psalm of David found in Psalm 23 and can be found on page 544 of the Pew Bible. However, I will be sharing from the King James Version this morning. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. O God, our resurrection and life, the promise of your new life in Christ is like a breath of fresh air in a dry and thirsty land. We have gathered as believers and as those who are honestly seeking the truth. Guide our worship this hour. Amen.
Please rise if you are able, and let us sing our hymns of praise. Our first hymn of praise is Surely Goodness and Mercy, and it is found on page number 45 of our red hymnals. This hymn has a different structure than what we are normally used to with our other hymns, so I'll try to explain that to you. We will sing at verse 1 and then sing the refrain, which is on page 1. This hymn has two pages, and then part of page 2. Then we will sing verse 2 and the refrain following. After that, we will sing verse 3 and then the refrain. And then, after we finish the refrain for the third time, we will sing what is known as the bridge there. Up above it, it says, may be omitted until the final refrain. So that is the bridge, and we will sing that after the third refrain. And hopefully I can lead you in this.
Sure.
committed, and it is found on page number 455 in your red hymnal. So let us sing. The peace of our Lord amongst ourselves.
I invite children of the church to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. I want to tell you about a friend I met. He's a young boy. His name is Carl. And Carl liked to run. So I want to tell you about a friend, a young boy named Carl. And Carl liked to run. And he was spending his entire week getting ready for a race on Saturday. And he really wanted to be ready. So he devoted all of the time that he could to getting ready for the race. He made sure that he ate all of the right food so he had enough energy. And he practiced during recess at school. He practiced how to start the race and he practiced how to end the race. And he also made sure that he went to bed early every night so he had enough sleep. So he wasn't going to be tired on Saturday. And he devoted his entire week to getting ready for that race. Do you have anything like that that you're devoted to? Any of you devoted to a certain sport or maybe playing a musical instrument? Ooh. Or do you like a special color that you like to wear all the time? Is there anything you're devoted to?
Orange.
Orange. You like orange, but you picked out blue today. He already told me he picked out his clothing. So, devoted. Carl, Charlie, what did I say? Now I got it mixed up. Now I got two friends. Carl, I think so. Carl was devoted to running. Well, God, he wants us to be devoted like Carl, but he wants us to be devoted to God. And there is a reality that God wants us to read the Bible, and he wants us to pray on a daily basis. And you know what that's called? It's called devotions. When we read and we have devotions with God, God wants us to be devoted to him. In order to do that, we have to know what the Bible teaches us. And in Acts chapter 2, we're going to hear about some of those early Christians who were devoted to God. They spent time learning from the apostles. They spent time eating together. They spent time just hanging out and playing together, fellowshipping. And they spent time in prayer. And that's what God wants us to do, is to learn from the teaching, to fellowship and play with one another, to break bread and eat together, and to pray. How about we pray? God, we thank you for the blessing of these children, and we thank you for the teachings of the Bible, and we pray that as a congregation and as families, we can continue to teach these children about you and how to be devoted to you. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up. I do want to share a couple of updates. Bryce Winsler came home yesterday afternoon, and has about 2 weeks until he has another outpatient surgery. But fortunately, home health care is tending to his needs at home as well. And Jeff Bosselman and his wife Laura, they are flying down today to Houston for another series of appointments and tests to see about possible treatment of the cancer. So keep those two individuals in your prayers. Let's bow before the Lord. Holy and gracious God, we come before you now. We come before you in prayer, lifting to you the joys and the concerns, the hopes and dreams of each of our lives and our lives collectively as a fellowship of Christians. Lord, we pray that we would also be open to your voice in our lives, that we may see with new eyes and hear with new ears the direction you would want us to go. Lord, in the ordinary, teach us about the extraordinary that we have through the blessing of your Spirit in our lives. Bless, we pray, this gathering of your people that we may grow and flourish in your love and grace for the purpose to which you have called us. Hear our prayers for those whose lives have touched us, those who are in pain, those who are ill, those who grieve, those who are struggling. May we touch their lives not only through our prayers, but also through our lives and our actions as well. Lord, guide us and bless us, uplift us and hold us, for we are your children, called to our purpose in your world. Hear our prayers, those spoken and those hidden in our hearts. We pray in the name of Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.